Voye nishtacha nichra nevarcha lifnei Hashem Yiseinu. Come, let us prostrate ourselves and bow to this kneel before Hashem our Maker. So what's the difference? Radak explains, when you mishtachave, when you prostrate yourself, you fall to the ground and stretch out at full length. When you machria nichra, you bow, that's bending your head and the upper body, which is what we do in the Shemini Esrei. Nevarcha is where we fall to the knees. And if you look at it, it really is not in the right order. Because bowing and kneeling come before prostration. So how does this work? So Rav Shofar Hirsch explains that really first what's going on is something figurative is happening. Firstly, we're submitting totally to Hashem's will. That's the attitude. Nishtachve is an attitude. After that, then you have the physical acts of bowing and kneeling. Meaning, first things first, we need to be mevatel ourselves to Hashem. We need to realize that He is everything. We're just an expression of His will. Once we are flat out, so to speak, in front of Him, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, then we can go through the actions. But the worst thing to do when we talk about relationship with Hashem is to go through the actions without having the thoughts and the intentions behind them. That's called lip service. Mitzvah sanashim lumada, which is the ultimate enemy of real avodas Hashem. So what we're saying here, according to Rav Hirsch, is don't go through the motions. You have to really experience it, to appreciate it, to even enjoy it. It's so easy. In Jewish life, mitzvahs, just to go through the motions and have actions that are devoid of meaning. It's possible in Shabbos as well to have a technical observance of Shabbos. And of course, certainly better not keeping Shabbos at all. That's not what Shabbos is meant to be. Shabbos is meant to be a day of intimacy with Hashem. Not just perfunctory observance, even if it comes with self-sacrifice. Shabbos isn't the day off, it's a day on. It's Shabbos Hayom Hashem. And therefore we need to fill it with intent, with purpose. That also means that when it's challenging, whether in terms of the dinim, the halachas, certain things might be inconvenient, whether it's in terms of Shabbos in general, taking a day off work. If Shabbos is precious to us, if it means the world to us, if we understand really what we're doing, then we don't consider it self-sacrifice. That's who I am, that's what I do, this is what I believe in, this is what I fight for. So first attitudes, and then actions. That's really what this pasuk is telling us. We want to have a meaningful Shabbos, a beautiful Shabbos. We need to value it, we need to appreciate it, be cognizant of Hashem's presence in our lives. And from that place, do the actions, the mitzvahs, maaseyos, that are required of us. And in doing that, we'll find avodas Hashem so much more fulfilling, so much more worthwhile, so much more enjoyable, and so much more easy to manage and easy to bear.